We have discussed in the past weeks how to develop our emuna in hashgacha. We went from level to level, beginning with acknowledging that Hashem exists, that He cares about the world, and that He runs it. Then began the work of internalizing the reality of how every single thing works, what makes it work, why does it work. The work of seeing Hashem in every situation. We discussed how to combat frustration and anger using this outlook, and we demonstrated how this applies even when someone willingly and maliciously wrongs us, and to see that it's just the hand of Hashem. The ultimate level of this emuna is when we see Hashem in all the objects around us, and when we interact with them, we know we are interacting directly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, obviously, all this is a monumental task to acquire, truly, but at the same time, each step of the way, any little growth we have in this emuna, it yields amazing dividends. We'll become closer to Hashem when we start to break down all these mechitzos, these separations between us and Him. And the more we see Hashem, the more we think about Him and relate to Hashem, both with thought and speech, we will learn to channel our emotions properly and through that become truly holy people. I'm Yochid, the one and only nation in the world who understands the truth of what Hashem Echad means. So now we can enter the world of tefillah. We call it a world specifically because we're not talking about merely davening three times a day. There is a world of tefillah which we need to enter. When a person lives in the world of tefillah, he's living a different life. Ultimately, the level we're talking about is when not 15 minutes would pass by without us saying something to Hashem, asking for something, thanking for something. That's the world of tefillah. It's not a set time of day, it's a way of life. Now, let's understand this. True Jewish life, real living, is when we live in the constant company of Hashem. We learn Torah with Hashem, we do mitzvahs with Hashem, we go to work with Hashem, we parent with Hashem, and so on. The catalyst that creates this kind of connection with Hashem is davening. The true inner purpose of tefillah is to bring about this connection so that we can live with Hashem. If we understand that this is the point of tefillah, then it's obvious we can't just daven three times a day. We need to form a constant connection with Hashem. How can we limit it to just three points during the day? David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Va'ani tefillah, I am tefillah. What does that mean? It means that his whole being, his whole life, his thoughts, aspirations, actions, were lived through tefillah. He lived every aspect of his life with Hashem, and his connection was tefillah. So therefore, he became tefillah. The doorway into this amazing world of closeness is the emuna we've been discussing. If we don't remember Hashem all day, we can't start talking to Him. So first, we have Hashem on our minds, little by little, adding minute after minute, until He never leaves our thoughts. Then we bring it up a level, that we see how Hashem makes everything happen. He's a mashgiach, He knows and activates all that we have and know and see. He is solely responsible for making everything happen, and nothing and no one else makes anything happen. And when this has been firmly established in our hearts, Hashem has a true place in this world, in our lives. And then we can enter the world of tefillah and begin communicating and connecting to Hashem on a regular basis. Becoming ani tefillah, living our lives through tefillah, which is a constant conscious connection to Hashem.